Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. We are playing Clips of the Year here. If you have a favorite you'd like us to play, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And we're about an hour away from the Sam Phillips Show, and she's got one of the most popular, famous wrestlers of all time, Rowdy Roddy Piper, right? Is that right?
Sure.
He's going to be on tonight?
Sure.
Look at that, man. Can't wait to hear that dude. Love that guy. He used to wrestle with Hulk Hogan, right?
Sure.
No? Yeah?
Sure.
He did.
Okay. All right, since my name is on the show here, I get to pick one. And I'd like to play this one for you. This is Adam Carolla talking about taking a bus. Or I think he was actually talking about how people avoid buying cars and how committed you are to avoiding cars in your life. Here we go. Adam Carolla's with us, Arsenio Hall, and also Paul Majors. It's also the guy that irritates you is the guy that's at a bus stop, right? And he's waiting for the bus, but he can't see it from where he is, so he walks 4 feet into the street to look for the bus.
Right.
And then he walks back. You know, he's just playing chicken with traffic.
Right.
But you can't tell me that when, you know, 90 feet of red bus... You can't spot that immediately.
You're not going to see that office building with wheels coming down the street with the huge entourage banner, the entourage cellophane wrap going all the way around the 9 foot head of Jeremy Piven. You're not going to see that coming a country mile down the road. And by the way, you're taking the bus. What kind of hurry in? Hey, I got a Fortune 500 company to run. I got a meeting with clients from Tokyo. I got a couple of mistresses to see. I got to pick up. I'm racing a vintage Ferrari in a Can-Am series. That's coming up this weekend. I got to cut the ribbon. There's a park dedicated in my name. Then I'm gonna go fly the spruce goose. Where are you going? You're in a bus. You're not going anywhere, pal. You get to work in an hour or 20 minutes or 2 days. We don't know. Nobody cares. You're taking a bus.
Yeah, you're getting on board with radical depression. You never see a smile on any of these buses. Everybody is depressed out of their mind. They are one step away from suicide.
I like the bike rack on the front of the bus now, too, where the guy has the bike. And how committed to not owning a car can you be? What do you do? Well, I take one of those larks from my apartment to my bike. Then I go ahead and load the lark up onto the mountain bike, and I drive the bike over there. Then I take the skateboard rack and I put it on the back of the beach cruiser to drive that to the bike. Then I go ahead, later on I put the bus on the light rail train. I have a rack. I had a rack put on the light rail, put the bus onto that. We put that on a C-130 cargo plane. How many modes of transportation before you get to work?
Oh, gosh.
That is great, man. That was one of the best nights with Arsenio Hall, Paul Majors, and Adam Carolla. We were on KCAL. That was a very, very funny night. All right, your favorite clips, folks, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Hey, Jimmy in Northridge, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Jimmy, big stud.
Hey, thank you, man.
Hey, listen, you had some crazy lady call me the other night, and she was talking about her dog. She kind of, like, changed her pronunciation. She goes, well, I have a shih tzu, but, you know, she's called a shizu.
A shizu.
And I'm thinking, like, well, it kind of rang a bell. It reminded me of an old song from a long time back. So I'm, you know, tripping out and, you know, going over the brain cells. And I go, the only thing I remember about a shizu is a song called The Double Dutch Bus. It goes, shizu, Shazam, that's a double Dutch bus, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've been getting keyed up, but Timmy.
There you go, man.
I was saying, you
Here
know.
Here we go. The Double Dutch Bus. Longest intro in all of music.
It's the Double Dutch Bus. Give me a hole if you got your funky bus fare. There's a Double Dutch Bus coming down the street. Moving dirty there, so kind of shuffle your feet. Get on the bus, pay your fare, then tell a driver that you got went to a Double Dutch affair. Well, I'll be darned. Here he comes. The Double Dutch Bus is on the street. You better get off the cut. Move your feet. Bus fare, transpass. That's the way my money lasts. Ain't got no car to get around when I go
That's enough. Let's talk to Bobby in Lake Forest. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy, how's it going?
Hey, Bobby, how you, man?
Good. Hey, I wanted to hear this real hilarious clip, and then I wanted to touch Randy's feet on a real quick one right after, if I could do that.
All right, hold on one sec. What clip you want to hear?
The first one I got to hear when you're talking about you in your first apartment burning the couch with a cigarette, man.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we have that. It's been...
Hey, we got it.
You got it already?
Yeah, the one with you and Leo.
Jesus Christ. All right, hold on one second, Bobby. Yeah, this is a true story. I used to have blow-up furniture. I wasn't doing that well at a certain part of my life. Not that I'm kicking ass now, but I had blow-up furniture where I literally had a couch and a chair that you'd blow up, and you'd sit in it, and it was, you know, the vinyl, and you'd stick to it in the summer. And you couldn't really smoke cigarettes and fall asleep on it because you could pop your furniture. And here's the explanation of Conway's low-end apartment. Here we go. The IRS came by my house one day, and these two agents knock on the door, and I was sitting there.
Could you take them in a fight?
No. I mean, these guys are big dudes. But I was sitting on my couch, and my feet were up on a cooler. I had no refrigerator. And I was watching TV, and my feet were in an ice chest.
Oh, my God.
And they knock on the door. I go, hey, come on in, boys. You want a cold one? And they're like, no, we're here to talk to you about the money you owe to the IRS. And I said, well, as you can see, I don't even have a refrigerator. And they said, do you have a car? And I said, yeah, it's downstairs. And they said, can we go see the car? And I said, you got it. So I get downstairs. I was driving a 1989 Mazda ashtray. It was an RX-7, but there's a lot of cigarette butts in it. And I start the car up for them. And the problem I had that with the car, the catalytic converter was broken, so it smoked up the entire garage.
Perfect.
And they could barely breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And they just walked out of there, and they walked away from me, and I didn't hear from the guys for like 2 years. They must have thought to themselves, is this really Tim Conway's kid, man? This guy is some loser.
Well, what were you doing in the middle of the day, Tim?
I was working at the time for a company in Burbank, but I was just hanging out.
You know, indoors with the cooler, first of all.
I didn't feel the pressure of being down $1.28.
Anybody who has a cooler that instead of a refrigerator and it's not a disaster like a flood or an earthquake, that's a problem.
Oh, I know. And you know, the guy who owns a local liquor store knew I was going to go out on a date when I got a bag of ice.
he knew I might
have a chick coming over when I got myself a bag of ice.
Beer's got to be cold.
Such a loser.
These are true stories, people.
It's absolutely true.
That's what makes it so great.
It's so unbelievable.
Open the cooler, have a beer, you guys.
Yeah, you guys want a cold one?
Was this the same place with the inflatable furniture?
No, that was the next place I lived in.
No.
Yeah, I was in. I had an inflatable couch and inflatable chair. A friend of mine, said that I'm the only guy that can literally move from one apartment to another apartment on my Schwinn. But I was smoking one night, and I didn't fall asleep, but I was just watching TV, and I lit the cigarette.
Yeah.
I lit the cigarette down, and it popped my couch.
I'm telling you, man, there's white trash, and then there's
toxic
super waste.
White trash.
I popped my air chair. My lit cigarette.
Jesus Christ. What a move, man. That was only like 9 years ago or 10 years ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious, Doug. You're serious as hell. All right, let's talk to... all right, wait, Bobby, you wanted something else here, buddy?
Yeah. All right, Randy, you ready?
Yeah.
Can I get some small?
All right, we'll see if we can find that for you, buddy. All right, let's talk to... you got it already?
Could I get some snow?
Hey, look at that, man. He's
every time this guy has to call it the same stupid clip.
why don't you keep that up on top, on the top of
this
the clip?
This guy calls in once a week every time. Could I get some snow?
Yeah, he likes that.
It's old.
Yeah, just put it up a little closer. Where is it? Where is it buried that you got to look for it every time?
I can dig into the SFXs. I'm not going to put it on my quick start for one guy that wants this stupid clip from a year ago.
Put it up! It's a great clip.
Can I get some snow?
Can I get some snow? I always thought that was Jerry Wyszowski that did it. It's not, right?
No, it's Don McCoy.
Oh, God.
From the Frosty Hating Frank show.
Yeah. Can I get some snow?
Could I get some snow?
Can I get some snow? Okay, buying cocaine, man. Let's talk to James in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How you doing, Tim?
Hey, what's up with you? Happy holidays, my brother.
Oh, happy holidays to you.
Thank
Actually, you
sir.
Know what? I've been wanting to say this for a few years. It's Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Anyway.
I don't know if you're you know, Jewish or I don't know what you're. All right. What would you like there, my brother?
The clip where Adam Carolla was telling you that it's still okay to go ahead and get one off in that old movie theater that turned into a Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a very good clip. I forgot that we actually even had that. But that is, that's a great clip. I got to look for it here. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. You got it ready?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right. Can you play it from in there? Cause I, seem to, 0919? 0910. I'm looking at 1020 and it says Randy takes out menus. Let's see if, that's it. Hold on.
I have a giant pile of takeout menus.
Yeah. 1020. All right, we'll try to find that for you. But in the meantime, let's play you one here where my wife was in the studio, and my daughter was asked a couple questions about my wife, and my wife got pretty pissed at my daughter's answers. Here we go. My wife happens to be here, the lovely Jay Khan, and my beautiful daughter, Sophia. Hi, baby.
The name Jay Khan is something. No. I didn't make that up. I got that from Nas.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
he,
I thought you made that up.
No, Nas is a big fan, too, of you and the wife.
Really? All right. So you, we don't, I've yelled at you a couple of times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. How many times have you blasted away on me?
Probably only a couple. I would,
yeah,
I don't know.
One or two, I think once. It was in your office. I think I remember where it was. And you were irritating me, and I blasted away at you. And you
gave your wife an office? Oh, hey, I'm just kidding.
By the way,
please.
I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, it's now it's storage room.
Yeah, it's a storage room. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't yell at you, and the reason why is because my mom yelled every single day of her life, every effing day.
So did mine.
She blasted away. Hey, Sophia, come here for a second, baby. Come here.
You know what your daughter was just singing?
Oh.
This away, that away, this away. That away. Very hip child.
Very hip child. Be on the mic here. Does daddy yell at you? Huh?
Yeah.
No. Does mommy yell at you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're such a liar.
When daddy's not home, does mommy yell at you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No.
I just cut loose.
Does she ever grab you and toss you around?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Oh no!
Hey, who
wait till
you
we get home, Soph.
Daddy.
Yeah, you're right, baby.
It's Dylan. Hi, Sophie.
All right, baby, you got to go with mommy now. You're gonna go home, okay? You gonna go to sleep when you get home?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you gonna watch DVD? What DVD were you watching today? Lion King. All right, get out of here. Listen, talk radio. You gotta talk, baby.
Yeah, but she did the. She did the earlier stuff that in, had all... Uh-oh.
All right, here's your cookies.
Tim, you got to put her closer to the ground because you got you can't just drop her the rest of the way.
All right. Oh, she had an accident? Oh, boy. leak all over me. All right, folks. We found the Corolla rant here. And this is Corolla talking about the Kentucky Fried movie, the first movie I saw that I really saw the big V. All right, here's Adam Corolla. What was the first R-rated movie you ever saw? You remember?
I would have to say my semi-retarded dad took me to see Pepe on.
Oh, is that right?
When I was like 9.
Yeah, I think my mine was Kentucky Fried Movie. Remember that thing?
Oh, hell, now there's an R-rated movie.
I saw that at the Lorena Theater, and that's the first time I saw the big V.
Yeah.
You know, when she flashes that thing. And I think
Samuel L. Bronkowitz presents.
Yes.
Catholic high school girls in trouble.
And I think if I'm not, I'm 99% sure I was at the Lorena Theater. And that,
on
remember,
Ventura?
Yeah, remember you had to go up the stairs to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, sure.
I think I ran right up the stairs and peeled one off after I saw that.
Oh, my God.
Very, so I'm.
That's a hot movie.
Yeah, now it's a Starbucks, but I remember that theater. That was a.
Hey, you can
theater.
Still get one off over there. I mean, you know.
I know, but now it's in the Gap dressing room.
Whatever. Listen, that's hallowed ground. You're like an Indian. You have, like, ceremonial rights to that ground. A guy shaman comes in there shaking. Shaking. It's like Kane with the bells on it. Mmm, energy. And Conway Jr., make them womp them and sing. Samuel L. Bronkowitz. Yeah, that was a hot movie.
It was good times. I enjoyed that thing, man. It's very funny. All right, anything you'd like to hear, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Charles in Roland Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing, Tom?
Hey, happy holidays, my brother.
How about any clip when a guy says, hey, you?
Oh, yeah. All right, thanks for calling. We'll play it off the air. I think it was what he's talking about is Gina's clip when you and I were talking about that disgusting thing that guys do.
Yeah, hey,
when,
you.
Yeah, when you have nothing to say to them. Like, it's like, hey, you.
Hey, you.
All right, here it is. It's very, very funny. All right, and very sick at the same time. Who the hell does this anymore? All right, here's also another one. Would you ever date this dude?
So, do you have a good time tonight? It was a nice meal. We had a fun night out. Did you enjoy yourself?
Dude, I know you're just doing that for the show, but I think that's the way it sounds at the end of a day.
Yeah, I'm never going to get laid again because of the show.
Well, not blame everything on the show, Bubbo. I mean, let's give the show a little break here. All right, this is another one that if you date Randy Wang, this is what you might hear at the end of the night.
Did you have a good time tonight? I hope you did.
Thick tongue.
Would it be all right if I kissed you goodnight?
Oh, Bubba, what a turnoff.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I just had such a visceral reaction to that. I can't. Now my skin's crawling.
The guy asks you if I can kiss you.
You know what, though? The pre-kiss, that's the worst, is can I kiss you? You know what the second worst is, though, right after the kiss? This is so disgusting.
And
every single girl, no, that would be better. Every single girl will agree with me. You do a kiss, it's okay. They're still really close to your face, and they give you one of these. Hey, you.
What?
They're like, you just kissed, you get, hey.
Oh,
hi.
Bubba.
Oh,
and
God,
you're like still
that.
Like with an inch of your face.
It's so wrong.
And they go, hey, you.
Hey, you.
Oh, ew. Christ, that makes my, look at that. Honestly, God, I got goosebumps.
No,
like my
effing
skin crawl.
Oh, hey, you.
Oh,
hey,
God.
You.
Oh, Randy, please.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Gross.
The
worst. That is the worst. Guys are still doing that. Or after you're done having sex, you know, like laying on top of each other, and he goes, hey, you. Or maybe, like, touches your nose and goes, hey, you. Like, ah! I'll put a knife through that guy. All right, we got about 40 minutes left here, and then Sam Phillips is coming in with Roddy Piper. Rowdy Roddy Piper, right?
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, your favorite clips, folks. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Listen to the clip show here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are on by the fire. Everybody's singing, all the bells are ringing out, and it's Christmas all over again, yeah, again.
97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Continuing to play clips from the entire year, 2008. So if you have a favorite, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Ryan in Fontana, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Conway, you're the man.
Hey, look at you. Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, I'm glad you dropped that dead weight, too, from Toluca,
oh,
man.
That's mean, Tim. You were mean and rude.
Listen, I talked to Renee. He's doing great.
All right. Hey, I wanted to hear that phone call that you guys made to, it's really funny that, Frosty.
To Frosty.
Was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love it.
All right, buddy. We're going to hang up. Happy holidays, and we'll play that for you. This is when we were doing a show right before Thanksgiving, at Smart and Final. We were participating in a food drive. And Frank Kramer was there as a, what a trooper, man. He was there
Frank
all night.
Frank Kramer here.
He didn't feel well. He was sitting there all night. And we called Frosty at home. And it's one of the great calls I think we've ever made on the air. Here it is, calling Frosty at home late at night, see what he's doing. And we're going to try to call Frosty and see what he's up to. You think he answers?
I don't think he will.
A new segment call.
I hope he doesn't.
All right.
Like I said, his message is priceless.
Okay, what's here Frosty we
go.
Doing?
There we go.
Hello.
Hey, Frosty.
Frosty, man. How are you, dude?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, real quickly, I have to say this. Do we have permission to put you on 97.1 FM Talk?
Yeah, let me pick the phone up, though. Hold on. Yes, hello.
Hey, how are you, man?
Hey, is this Tim?
It's Tim and Frank and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show and also Glenn Walker from Channel 9
on
CBS.
John and Jeff, what station are they on?
Man, it starts right away.
It
huh?
does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, now, we want to know what's happening with you on a Friday night. What are you actually doing right now? When the phone rang, what were you doing?
I was going to bed.
Going to bed?
Well, you know, it's past my bedtime. After Larry King, I'm pretty much spent.
What are you wearing?
What am I wearing right now? Let's see. I'm wearing I'm not wearing anything.
I just puked in my mouth. Ooh.
I sleep kind of naked, like, so there's really nothing on me.
I see. Yes. And what before you were about to put yourself to bed, what made up the evening for you? What'd you do tonight?
Well, I do my nightly prayer to Almighty Jesus to forgive me for my sins.
Right.
I stopped. I had a pizza, of course, earlier this evening.
Where'd you go for that?
I went to Pizza Hut.
Okay.
And what TV station is this you're talking? Which I watched.
Right, so you're treating yourself. What'd you get at Pizza Hut?
When?
What?
Oh, what? A large New Yorker pizza.
Did you finish it?
Well, of course I did. When do I finish? There's no such thing as a leftover in my house. I don't know what that concept is.
Did you eat it there, or did you take it home?
Well, I ate half of it on the way home, and then when I got home, the last day. Yeah.
That's always a real messy drive home.
Yeah.
So how's that work in with the Jenny Craig being delivered to your house? Is that part of that?
I'm kind of embarrassed because here it is, like, the time of the year we're supposed to think about people who don't have enough to eat and who go hungry. And I'm thinking, I can't remember the last time I was hungry.
I was hoping to get your message because you had that pathetic message.
Well, if you want, I'll hang up and you can call it back.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's. All right. Take care, Frosty.
Right, my phone ringing two times in one night. That's never happened before.
Okay.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
And remember, we're calling you back, so don't pick it up.
Oh, how exciting!
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Let's hang up and then call Frosty back and listen to his message.
Well, I'll be darned. So that's what the ringer sounds like. Huh. Didn't think this phone worked. This is Frosty, so you've probably called me by mistake. But if it is a miraculous occurrence that you're actually calling to leave me a message, thank you. Take your time after the beep. Your message will be first in line because no one ever calls, and I'll get your message as soon as I get home. It'll be the first thing I hear when I walk in the door. Well, that and the lonely silence.
Great, man. That is good times, man. That was a great call. Lawrence in Las Vegas. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Tim, good to talk to you,
sir. Hey, man. Nice to talk to you. Is it still snowing up there?
No, it all melted away the other day, actually.
Oh, it did. How many inches did you get up there?
We got 2, but the whole town was in a tizzy because of it.
Yeah, not a lot of snow plows in Vegas, huh?
No, sir.
Yeah, but it might help out with the snowpack. Will really help you out with the drought up there.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
I hope that Arsenio comes back next year.
Yeah, so do I. I think the show would really suffer if he didn't come back.
You go, dog!
I specifically wanted to hear the discussion you two had, if you two would be friends when you're older.
Oh, yeah, when we were talking about being friends like at 60 or so.
That sounds right, yes.
Yeah. All right, buddy, thanks for calling, and good luck in Vegas.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Happy holidays. All right, I guess as soon as Randy has this, we will play
it.
You got it?
Yeah.
I don't think you got it.
I got it. Well, it's
then,
loaded up.
Well, then play it. Well, you know, my kid, I have a daughter who's going to be 3 in October.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured out over the weekend, I'm going to be 60 when she graduates high school.
Oh, yeah.
It's 15 years.
You know, sometimes I'm glad I'm not as good at math as you are. Because I'm older than you.
In 15 years, I'm going to be 60. And this is not going to be a happy 60. This is going to be a real rough 60.
A hard 60.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see you at the mall at 60.
Oh, I won't know who you are at 60.
You'll be walking too fast. At that point, you'll be mall walking. You won't even be there for Panda
I'll
Express.
Be farting at it with every step. You know? Yeah. And pretending not to hear it. You know, what?
Hey, Tim!
Hey, how you doing?
Did your grandfather or grandmother ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
My grandmother, at one point, farted with every step. And, you know, pretended she didn't hear it. You know. And did that slow wave in back of her. You know. You guys want something to eat? Nah. That's cool.
I don't want what you had.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Tommy in Riverside. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, it's good to hear you.
Hey, thank you, Tommy.
The clip I want to hear is actually Adam Carolla talking about his 2-year-olds watching porn.
Oh, yeah. I guess they were like, it was in the background. We were talking to him one night.
Yeah, something like that.
Excellent. All right, buddy, we'll play that for you. Adam Carolla called us up one night, and he calls us almost every Friday at 8 o'clock. Which is a real treat for everybody. Very funny guy.
Nice job, retard.
Thank you very much. And in the background, you could hear his kid. And it sounded like either his kid was mocking the porn or there was porn on TV where the kid was saying, oh, that feels good or something. But he's going, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Very funny. Carole and his kids watch, evidently watching porn together. Are you kids speaking English yet?
Yeah,
they are.
Well, they speak mostly Spanish.
Right. Now, your kids are turning 2 years old. Is that right?
Yeah, they're turning two.
And
they speak a little. Well, here's Sonny. Sonny.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wow. What's he watching on TV?
He's watching. I got Taboo 2 on. I got about another year of porn left in me, and then I'm going to have to switch it over to SpongeBob.
It sounds like he's watching. happened to him.
You watching Taboo 2?
Yeah. I was driving around with my a friend of mine the other day, and he has an 8-year-old daughter. And he's a married dude, but he was telling me about this really hot chick who works at his office.
Oh yeah,
and I'm saying hey, Bubbo, you know the kid in the back, and he goes, oh she's only 8 years old.
Hey, oh yeah. Oh,
well, he is watching some good stuff.
Oh yeah.
I said I'm gonna leave you alone with Abu too. All right, boy.
That's a classic.
Oh yeah.
That's funny stuff, man. All right, we got to take a small break here. Come back with your favorite clips of 2008. We've heard some great ones tonight. A lot of funny stuff with Brian Whitman, Adam Carolla, of course, Gina and Randy, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Everybody's chiming in. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, and we are playing a clip show here. We never do this. It's 2008. Been here for 12 years, never do this, but we had a lot of fun this year in 2008, and a lot of people had some favorites. And they would email us and said, hey, why don't you guys dedicate one day to doing this? And we said, what the hell? Why not? Jesse in Los Feliz, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello, hi. Happy holiday,
Tim. Hey, Merry Christmas to you, brother.
Thank you. Could you play the one with Brian Whitman doing Al Rantel and Ryan Seacrest in a BG store? Remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
They were renting a video with he was imitating.
Rick Dees.
Rick Dees, right. Yeah. And
Rick Dees was renting.
Tom Likas.
Yeah, and he's doing Tom Likas as well. Right. You know, I don't even. We looked for that the other day. We couldn't find it, buddy, but we appreciate the call. I actually looked for that, and somebody had taken that off of our audio vault. For some reason, I don't know if the audio vault crashed, and that was one of the things that got eliminated. But we've been looking for that for quite some time. So if we find it, we will play it next year. But we've been looking for it like for at least 2 or 3 months on and off, because that's a great clip. And maybe even Brian has it. So we'll look for maybe in the new year we could play that. Carlos in San Diego, you're on 97.1
FM Talk. Hey, Tim, you stud. How you doing, buddy?
All right, Bobo.
Happy holidays.
Hey, same to you. Thanks, man.
And happy holidays to the rest of the crew. Gina, you are just awesome.
Look at that.
Oh, thanks, baby.
Hey, listen, can you play that clip that Kevin Eubanks on with the news?
Oh, with Gina Grad?
Yeah.
All right, well, we got to go into the news archive. All right, Carlos, thanks for calling, man.
Hey, man, have a good one.
All right, there you go. Happy holidays. We're going to have to go into the
news. I got it.
Where is it?
I got it.
I don't believe you. What cart number is it?
You don't have the... Hey, I loaded it up for you right now. It's 1105.
Oh, 1105. Oh, you do got it. How do you get these things so quickly?
I got an encyclopedic knowledge of radio.
Ah, get the hell out of here. All right, here's Gina Grad and Kevin Eubanks in The Tonight Show. Look at that.
Gina is looking hot tonight. She came out to get me. I was out front just waiting to come in. And I was like, oh, Gina's coming. When she came out, I said, let's just get in the car and go,
oh,
Gina.
Wow.
Let's just
leave. Let's just go. You should have said something. I didn't catch that vibe
for
you right
away. She does look good. She looks good tonight.
Thank you.
But by the way, I think Jay Leno would look good in that skirt. I mean, look at that skirt.
Don't say that. You just spoiled the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
Jay Kevin, in the skirt. Now he thinks of Jay.
Kevin, I know you're really into this. Gina has recently bought a pair of 6-inch heels.
Ooh. Oh, they're in the car.
Go get them.
Yeah, you know that, Tim.
Oh, I didn't know your stripper shoes you carry with you.
Well, looking out.
Of course I
yes.
do. You never know.
Listen to this. Kevin Eubanks is with us, also at Senior Hall. Watch how unoffended she is by this.
Uh-oh.
Because it's the truth.
Okay.
Those are your stripper shoes.
Yes.
And
whoa.
Yes, they are.
You use those shoes when you're working on the pole and stripping.
Yes.
Yeah, you take stripping classes?
I have.
You have?
I
don't,
may
why
or may
you
not
holding
continue.
Your hands like you like a nun now or something?
Like,
you know?
Yeah, like I'm being interrogated.
Ain't nothing nun about her, okay?
Okay.
She's in that S factor.
No, I got to see the shoes now, at least one.
I'll get them during break.
All right. What else going on in the news?
Let's do it real fast. Well, in the news, we got to...
Oh, is that how that works?
Break time!
Is that how that goes down, Kevin?
That's the news. Now, that's just getting to it.
Okay.
And then once
perfect.
We get in there, we do a slow motion.
Oh.
No. Hey, Kevin, have you ever gone online and looked at Gina's apartment?
Arsenio,
okay, I'm sorry.
Shut
okay,
up.
Okay, moving on.
I can see your apartment.
Moving
no,
on.
You cannot.
What? Go on YouTube, search on
you?
Gina Grad.
How dare you ruin my chances of Kevin Grad? Because you know he's not coming back after he sees that.
It's also on myspace.com/Conway Show.
Randy, yeah. I'll hunt you down.
See, I've been going. I got to come back here a little more often.
Yes, you do.
You got apartments, heels, and this and that.
She also has four more of those skirts.
Hey, I do.
Yeah. Wait, what do you think?
I'll do a costume change in the next
break. I'm not making this up.
How'd you know? That was weird.
Who knows?
Wow.
Man, where have I been? This show is getting
it's
really good. I need to come back more.
Yes, every night.
That's pretty cool.
What time are you done with the Tonight Show every night?
How about Thursday?
You're about to commit to something. I'd say 8:02.
He tilts his head to the side. What time are you?
Let me come in every night.
Hey, Kevin, what are you doing in 09 on Wednesday?
All right. Arsenio Hall, Kevin Eubanks, and Gina Grad. It was a good time, man, that night. Let's talk to Jesse in Chino Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing, Tim?
All
happy
right.
holidays to you guys.
Thank you. Happy holidays, man. What do you got? What would you like to hear?
Let me hear that one where you call Frost. I guess it's a pasty white blob or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It was fat, pasty, white something, like shiny boy or something.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy. That's what Frosty was calling Whitman.
Okay. All right, thanks for calling. Happy holidays. All right, here it is. It's Frosty insulting Brian Whitman, I believe, and the computer stuck.
So if I were gay, and I'm not, but if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that. Because I'm that.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Excuse me, there were a few very...
I don't think that was directed towards you.
I think it was, and there were several very
colorful... Now, listen to it again. Listen to it again.
Colorful adjectives.
Listen.
You out with yourself.
But picture you looking at yourself naked in a mirror, and picture me looking at myself naked in a mirror. Would you want to do this if you were gay? No. So if I were gay, and I'm not, but if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that. Because
he's talking about himself.
I'm that. It's like, are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
He's
talking about you.
He's talking about me.
Uh-oh. Now we've gone to the next level.
Call me those words.
We've now described Brian Whitman as if he were a gay guy looking at you.
So if I were gay, and I'm not, but if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that.
If you're going to be a couple, he can't talk about you like that in public.
Of course not.
That's outrageous.
It's outrageous to do to a coworker.
No, it's outrageous to talk to about your husband that way. What, wouldn't you leave a guy if he talked about you like that?
Get out of here.
Wouldn't you? If you were in a gay relationship and the guy...
I'm not!
I'm asking you if you were. If you were in a gay relationship and a guy went on the air and described you this way.
But if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that.
Yes, I'd pack up the dogs and all the
other... Yeah, you'd say, what the F are you talking about?
And he'd come home to an empty house. Frosty would come home to an empty house, an empty peach house.
And he deserves an empty house when he describes you like that.
With green trim that the previous heterosexual owner painted, Mr. Kramer.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. 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 Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny.
Just kick it.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny.
Shut the station off. Turn the transmitter off.
Turn that switch off, Jerry.
Goddamn off.
Jerry, turn that switch off.
I can't move it.
I don't give a crap.
Turn it goddamn off. I can't sit here and listen to this.
That is funny, yes. All right. Let's talk to Jared in Ontario. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey, man. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, sir.
Listen to you every night.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I drive the brown truck.
Oh, you the little UPS stuff, or did you S in the truck?
No, the UPS truck.
Okay. All right, what'd you like to hear, dude?
I want to hear that time you got stranded on the... You lost $3,000 and you got stranded on the road.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus. All right, buddy. Busy holiday season for you, huh?
Yeah, we're done now.
Are you done?
Well, we got two more days.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Everything will be there.
Have a great Christmas.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. All right, take care of yourself. Yeah, this is a clip where I lost an S load of money. Here it is. You know, I was underground for 11 years. I couldn't cash a check because they closed my bank account down. The IRS took it all, which was about $600. So every time I got paid from a company, I had to go to the branch where the bank, where
the
check was.
You had to go hammer the check. You couldn't go to your bank.
No.
You go to their bank.
But I remember getting paid by a company in Santa Monica, $2,800, and I look at the check and I go, oh, Christ, San Francisco. I had to get in the car on a Friday, slide up there before 2 p.m. on a Saturday and cash it. So now I got $2,800 with me. And you know the first thing I did? I went to Tahoe and blew the whole check.
Oh, my God, is that pathetic.
And I told my girlfriend these stories, and she didn't leave. You know?
Well, it had to be the good Conway name. Jesus Christ, I thought I was pathetic.
I remember when I was underground, I got paid, and I was getting paid through the station when I was still underground. I used to go across the post office and get cashier's checks. And you can get up to a $700 cashier's check. And the reason I did it at the post office, because then you could cash them at any post office.
I tell you, like, when the amount of calories you burn being poor and living off the grid, when you just go all those times you'd head down to Van Nuys to pay the phone bill in person.
Right. I knew where it was. It's Van Owen and Van Nuys.
Van Owen and Van Nuys.
Yeah, and you sit there in that line.
You wanted to open the door and go, hello, losers. There'd be nine people in front of you in line.
I started recognizing some of them.
Yeah, it was like,
what is your story? How did you get here? You can't judge because you're behind the guy in the same effing line.
Right.
Yeah, the place used to be on Van Nuys right off of Van Owen.
Yeah,
every other month I was down there with the check because the phone was going to get shut off in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was the big Pacific Bell building. I was there right across the street from Arby's.
And it was always, down the street from the Super Shot. And I remember, it was funny though, because I remember thinking to myself, what the hell are you losers doing here? Meanwhile, I'm standing there with a beat up pickup truck, dieseling out in the parking lot while I'm standing in line with my check in my hand.
But that phone bill, there was plexiglass there, and every guy had a story, man.
Right.
Every guy laid a story on the dude behind the glass on how this happened.
Well, I one time gave my Catholic little brother my calling card. He went nuts with some chick he met online in Kentucky, and they just shut my phone off without even telling me. I owed him $311. Literally just shut it off mid-month.
All right. I got to thank everybody, especially Randy Wang, for putting all that together. And also, Gina Grad. Gina Grad, have a happy Hanukkah to you and the whole Grad family.
Oh, thank you very much. Have a Merry Christmas,
thank
Tim.
You very much. And also, Randy Wang, Merry Christmas, my brother.
Merry Christmas, my brother.
And I could not do this show without the two of you.
Well, so. Tim, we couldn't do this show without you.
Seriously, Tim, we couldn't.
Well, I don't want to say that because that's so obvious. But I don't think I could do the same show that we do here every night without you two.
Well, we really couldn't do it without you.
Oh, you better believe it. I hate to confirm that, but it's so true. So true. All right, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. I don't know what you're doing, whatever you're doing. Have a great holiday. We'll see you in a couple weeks. We'll play some best ofs over the next couple weeks, and then we'll be on the first of the year. I think January 5th is our first day. And then the 15th of January, you got that big poker tournament at the Commerce Casino. That's about 90% confirmed. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Sam Phillips is up next. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
I got a question for Randy. I'm by a Taco Bell, a Del Taco, and a Wendy's. All I got is $7. What's my best bet?
Oh,
you got $7.
You called the right station, man.
Del Taco, a Taco Bell, and a Wendy's. I'm going to say let's do Del Taco tonight. All right, you've got $7. Now you can get tacos for 50 cents. You can get red burritos and green burritos for $1 each. Chicken soft tacos are $1. Now they're twice the size they used to be. So why don't you get two chicken soft tacos, two regular tacos, one red burrito, one green burrito, and a large drink. And that'll be about like $6.80.
He nailed it, dude.
And I know that because that's exactly what I ordered last week, and it came to $6.80.
And I gave you that coupon for two free tacos.
Yeah.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.